This podcast is part of the Frederick Podcast Network. Learn more at listenfrederick.com.
Beers in the Lot is partnered with the Hockey Podcast Network.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to Beers in the Lot. Before we get going, let me just remind you about our shop at beersinthelot.com/shop. That's where you can get the t-shirts and other merchandise with Beers in the Lot logos on it. Also, check out beersinthelot.com for anything else you might be curious about this podcast. And be sure to join the Discord at beersinthelot.com/discord. So in episode 189, Daniel and Riggs and I talked about Old Fat Bald Guys Hockey League events from Sunday night. We talked about Ovi and the Caps. And we talked about Zach Hyman's 50-goal season and its legitimacy. So let's get to it and crack the beers. Yes. Cacophony of cracks. Love to hear it.
I always wait for you to give the head nod.
Gotta have the head nod.
You're like, proceed.
You know, somebody's got a head nod so that we know it's time. Otherwise, we end up with cold opens.
That's right.
Which isn't a bad thing, but what are you drinking tonight, Dan?
So tonight I have by New Belgium Voodoo Ranger Tropic Forest Tropical IPA.
Oh.
Getting tropic.
Tropical.
What do you have over there, Riggs?
I have pounders of Coors Light.
Pounders. That's it.
Mountains of blue.
I actually picked up the pounders by accident.
Was it really an accident?
No, it was a complete accident. We were running errands and I ran into the beer store real quick just to get something for Saturday night hockey, and I picked up the 18 pack. I thought it was the 12s, and I got home. Oh, these cans are big. These are the nice pounders. So that's okay, though.
Yeah, Coors Light. Fine.
Mountains are blue.
Good.
Aaron has beer from a different mountain or mountain range, I think.
Yep. My beer has mountains on it, but yes, it's not the Rockies. This is a Busch. Brewed in USA. It says St. Louis, so the Ozarks? I don't know. Maybe?
I don't know.
Not sure what mountains are on the Busch cans.
I went to St. Louis when I was like 11, 10 or 11. I don't remember mountains.
Do you visit
there
Nelly?
Aren't mountains in... yeah, Nelly.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
No, there are not mountains in St. Louis. There are if you go southwest of St. Louis, but
yes.
You're still, it's a very small mountain range by comparison to the Appalachians and the Rockies.
Yeah, I had somebody from Colorado that I worked with, and he came out here. I was like, oh yeah, you know, I live like over in the mountains over there. He's like, mountains? What mountains? I was like, yeah, right over there. He's like, that's a hill, bro. Yeah. I was like, yeah. I guess to what you're used to seeing.
Yeah.
Technically, a mountain has to be over 2,000 feet, I think. Something like that. There's some designation.
I don't know what the rules are.
I don't know what it is. I just know that in
rules.
Arkansas, we used to call it Mount Magazine, which was the highest point in Arkansas, but it technically didn't even qualify as a mountain. It was actually Magazine Hill, if you want to be technical about it. Yes, plenty of mountains though on Beers in the Lot tonight.
Yes.
Identifiable or otherwise. We had some hockey last night though, right?
We did.
Oh, we did.
There was some hockey.
Oh boy.
Oh boy, did we.
Hockey was had by all. Yeah, the Kings featuring Riggs and Johnny played against the Oilers featuring Danny. How did that tilt go?
It was a close one. The first, they started to run away with it in the first, but we regrouped. I think we were like two away the whole game.
Yes.
And then score didn't change from the first and the second. And then I believe they got two in the third, and we followed up with two, and then that's how it ended. It's a good game. It's a good game.
Good game.
Yeah.
Well, 6-4 score line, yeah?
Yeah.
Rare power play goal, in fact.
I don't think it was off of the setup or anything either.
It just was definitely a set play. I don't know what you're talking about.
I think it was on the rush by the fastest player on the ice, or second fastest player on the ice.
Yeah, it was like a breakaway almost.
Yeah, exactly.
On a power play.
How'd your game go?
Our game was a barn burner. 5 total goals in the tilt. A 3-2 score.
That's low.
And yeah, there was not a lot of scoring. It was 2-1, I think, after one. 2-0 maybe. 2-1 or 2-0 after the first. Our team took the lead. And then it got tied up not too far into the third. It was something like 10 minutes into the third, something like that. Left at the third, sorry. And then at that point, like, they were fighting hard and just shooting everything. Goody is our goalie, and man, he stood on his head. Probably faced 50 shots in that game, and we had 10 total the other direction. Oh my gosh. But we just capitalized on our chances, you know? I mean, the game winner was off of like a blocked shot at the point that turned into a breakaway, and our guy had two guys hanging off of him and still somehow found a way to put the puck in the net. Like, it was a wild game. We just, you know, we capitalized on chances and played stalwart D and kept them out. So, you know, that it worked. It got us through. So that sounds like the OFPG Kings and the OFPG Penguins will face off for the championship game. Riggs and Johnny versus Aaron in 2 weeks, about 2 weeks, because we're off for Easter. Yeah. Daniel will get consoled in the consolation game. The ever exciting.
I will not be consoled. Game. I'm taking a trip up north to go get drunk. So I will not be there. I threw my jersey at my captain and was like, I'm not playing for this team anymore. And he's like, oh, come on, you're I was like, yeah, I'm out. I'm actually going up north. I do have to bring up a funny little play in our game, though.
Our next game is real quick, though. Our next game is on Total Eclipse Day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
Or the day before?
No, the day before.
The day
right.
before.
That's yeah. it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm. April 7th.
Yeah.
Oh, the eclipse is on the 8th.
Yeah. Don't
forget your glasses. What was the funny? What was the funny thing from your game?
It was the most beer league defensive play that you will ever see. So our center skates the puck down the ice, is I believe it's a 2-on-1. He skates the puck to the right side. He draws the defenseman behind the net. The other defenseman kind of meets him on the other side of the net. So he curls around the net, comes back out to the point. By the time he gets to the point, all of our guys are down like by the goal line or like on the right side of the ice. Looking at him is 5 Kings players within probably 10 feet of each other, just like surrounding him. I'm like, every person on the ice is wide open, but the puck carrier. And somehow he could not get it through. And man, if he did, that would have been like a 4-on-0 because they were all on him at the point. It like was like Mites the game. Biggest. Everybody yeah, just chasing oh my the God. Puck. It was. I was just dying on the bench. It was freaking hilarious.
That's funny.
Yeah, you got to pull it right.
Oh, I'll find a clip of that. Yeah. Yeah.
But that,
put
that'll
a screenshot
definitely be,
up or something.
Yeah.
Caps are in a playoff spot right now.
Yeah. What the fuck?
What the hell?
This is stupid. Stop it.
It's false hope. Everybody in the locker room last night was all excited. Like, Caps are in the playoffs right now.
This is so stupid.
Would play the Rangers. And like, what the fuck? You think that's going to stand? Like, they've got so many games in hand. I was like, their goal differential is like negative 40.
Right. It doesn't.
It's not going to happen. Same thing with the Penguins. We're not going to make it, boys. We're not going to make it.
Oh, no, they're out. Yeah, they are.
Penguins are way out. But.
They're winning in spite of all of their best intentions. Anyway.
Always putting them in. That's good.
Yeah,
like
he's back in scoring.
Yeah. They're finally going in the net. Like his shooting percentage since he started scoring is like close to 17%. So, like,
got some 8-5 back. Games or something like that.
Yeah, and he's on like a, you know, whatever goal 82 game pace, like 50 or 60 goal 82 game pace or something since February. So, you know, yeah, the puck's going in for him. That's great, and we want to see it, because, you know, he gets. If he gets the 30 here before the end of this season, you know, I think he's looking at 46 or so left, something like that. 44, 43, something like that. John and I did the math in the room last night. I can't remember what we said, but if he keeps going at that pace into next season and through the better part of next season, he could break it next year. You know, the end of next year.
Mm-hmm.
But I was also looking at some stuff today. You know, he lost those couple seasons to lockouts. Mm-hmm. And then there was also the COVID year. So he lost basically 116 games to lockouts.
Right.
So if you think about it, he's averaged over his career about 0.6 goals per game, something like that, I think was the math. So if you just do the simple math there, we could have been talking about like 900 goals or 1,000 goals by this point.
Yeah, right.
You know, in his career.
Which is wild. You know, 1,000 goals. That's nuts.
Right. And then the counter argument to that is, you know, when Gretzky started to get old, he got old fast. He had back problems. Yeah. You know, he wasn't at the end of his years, you know, he was in the 20 goal season range. Right. So he did most of his damage early.
Right. It seemed like the game changed around him fast.
Absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely. Like, there was a graphic I saw today. I think I put it in the Discord. Somebody did.
Oh, the goal scoring.
Somebody did the rolling goals against goals against per game average for the entire NHL going back to like the 40s or something.
Goals
like that.
Allowed per 60, yeah.
Yeah. And he played at one of the best times to play hockey and score goals. Like
there's a massive plateau between Gretzky's rookie year and the last year he won a scoring race.
now you could say it's because he was in the league, right?
Sure.
And also that like the Edmonton team and the like were going great guns, right. But you could
he
also
was declining
say that
during Lemieux's tenure as well.
Right. You could also say that the game fundamentally changed at a certain point. At the end of his career, right?
Yeah.
So it's just interesting stuff to look at as we're nearing a historical moment.
Very much so. Especially since like Ovi, if you look at this graph, we'll put it on Twitter or something like that so you can see, but or just join the Discord and you can find it
there you go.
In the chat. Beersandthelot.com/Discord. But there is a noticeable dip when Ovechkin was in his prime. You could say in his prime, I guess, maybe not his early years. And then through 2010 and 2015, there's a considerable dip. It's at some of the lowest on the graph during the time that Ovi was scoring probably the bulk of his goals.
Was that when the goalies' pads were getting bigger and bigger?
Well, this is between 2005 and 2015. Like, it's one
yeah, that's,
of
those. Mm-hmm. that's when they started to
I think
rein
they did
all
make
in.
Some changes.
They
made some changes, but it's one of the lowest on the graph. I mean, mm-hmm. he's putting them in at a ridiculous pace when no one else was. So it's all the more a testament that even if he doesn't break the record, I think nobody's going to disagree that he is the greatest goal scorer of all time. Like, period. Yep. Like, there's
absolutely.
No question.
His shot just is so powerful and just beats goalies. I mean,
apart from the sheer number of goals that Gretzky put in, like, that's the only argument that anybody could possibly make against saying that Ovi is the greatest goal scorer of all time, if you ask me. And that's the only argument. And it's kind of a specious one at that. So if he breaks the record or not, he's the greatest goal scorer.
Mm-hmm.
That's my take.
Seconded.
There we go. It's decided.
The other thought, though, like, okay, Ovechkin settled. So the other thought, like, when I saw that graph, too, the other thought I had was about the NHL, you know, as a sports entertainment product, where most pro leagues, you know, NFL, and baseball in particular, in the last few years, have been trying to increase scoring mm-hmm. because people like offense. They like scoring. They want to see big numbers, right? Big numbers are good. The NHL is going in the other direction, despite its best efforts, right? Like, it seems like, you know, with all the things that they did in the last almost 20 years now to, you know, get rid of clutch and grab and basically outlaw traps and all these different systems and individual ways of playing the game that decrease scoring, they still have a goal scoring problem.
Yeah.
Right. And if it, you know, we always talk about growing the game and getting more people to watch and involved and everything, you know, I think big goal scoring numbers, that's going to be a big part of that. And I think there's some areas that probably need to be looked at. And we've talked about the 3-on-3 overtime in the last couple of weeks. We've talked about line calls and things involved with that and all that kind of stuff. Like, I think there's lots of ways that the league should be opening up to changing to increase, you know, goal scoring averages.
Absolutely.
To make the game more accessible.
Make it a 5x7, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah.
Make the goals bigger. No, do not.
No,
do
no,
that.
No. Don't do that.
Don't
but,
do that.
But maybe, you know, maybe there's certain things that they still need to look at with goaltender equipment, you know, as long as it's safe. I don't, you know, you don't want guys getting hurt, but.
Nah, we want them to wear newspapers in the legs.
Old magazines.
Yeah.
Or again, I always say, let's look at offsides. Let's look at icing on power play situations.
Look at the lines.
Penalty kill situations, really. Let's look at all these things that could open up stuff and help players score more goals and get those goals allowed per 60 up.
Yep. Maybe if they got rid of offsides, then we wouldn't have such a problem in our league.
Yeah, I heard there was you guys were playing ridiculous roller hockey rules last night.
Yeah, there no was some lines. Ridiculous offsides calls and no calls. Yeah. Oh man, I swear at one point I saw somebody on the other team, he was in the zone, like it was a delayed offsides. And I swear he went from looking like he was about to turn to go back out of the zone to Turney to like looking like he was ready for a pass. He was clearly offside. Like he knew he was offside. And I swear he was like, you know what? I'm just gonna call for the pass and see if I get away with one.
Yeah. Like, yeah, why not?
It was ridiculous. And he was like 5 to 10 feet offsides at that point. Like it wasn't even close. But anyway. Hey, if you ain't cheating. You ain't cheating, you ain't trying, or whatever.
That's right.
Yeah. Time out for just a second while we hear about our sponsors. We'll be right back. Pure Hockey has the best hockey equipment, accessories, and apparel on the market to take your game to the next level. Maybe it's time to ditch that old stick and start the year with a fresh twig. Maybe it's time to refresh your NHL wardrobe for the race to the playoffs. Pure Hockey has it all. Whether it's training aids, the latest sticks and skates, or your favorite team's gear, get your hockey shopping done at Pure Hockey and use our affiliate link at beersinthelot.com/purehockey. Pure Hockey has the best hockey equipment, accessories, and apparel on the market to take your game to the next level. Maybe it's time to ditch that old stick and start the year with a fresh twig. Maybe it's time to refresh your NHL wardrobe for the race to the playoffs. Pure Hockey has it all. Whether it's training aids, the latest sticks and skates, or your favorite team's gear, get your hockey shopping done at Pure Hockey and use our affiliate link at beersinthelot.com/purehockey.
There was a third thing that I saw today.
Hyman reaching 50?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, John, who's not here, he's not with us because he has better things to apparently.
There was a construction materials emergency.
Yeah,
that he had to do tonight.
There was a conference at 10 p.m.
Somebody needed
at 9:30 on a Monday.
Somebody needed their building materials at 9:30 tonight. Anyway, today he put up because Zach Hyman got he scored 50 goals. He's got 50 goals right now. Like the guy is going crazy and he's driving Toronto fans nuts because where was this Zach Hyman was when he was with us and, you know, all this stuff. OK, so John puts up the map. I saw it like three different places on Twitter, too, where or X or Elon's hellscape. where they put up the map of where Hyman has scored all 50 of his goals.
It's also in Discord.
And then John put it on Discord, beersandlot.com/discord. So basically Zach Hyman has scored 41 of his 50 goals right in the goaltender's lap. Like right in the slot area, right in the blue paint. Okay. So there was a time, when Brooks Like was playing for Washington Capitals, somebody asked them about, how do you increase, goal scoring or something like that. And he said the famous quote paraphrase, which is, if you want money, you go to the bank. If you want bread, you go to the baker or the grocery store. If you want goals, you go to the net. Right. Mm-hmm. So that's what Zach Hyman is doing. Okay. There are a lot of people that are poo-pooing this. They're like, well, it's not a real 50 because, he's not sniping corners toe dragged a backhand and doing all this shit, whatever. It doesn't matter. Did the puck cross the line? Yep. Did the puck cross
the line? It's a goal.
It's a goal. And the other thing about that too, right, is so a lot of this is coming from Toronto people. Okay. Leafs people. Okay. And I understand why, because he was there and he was supposed to be like the guy that retrieved pucks for Matthews and Marner and Nylander and also scored those type of goals when they weren't going right. When they weren't sniping and they weren't toe dragging around everybody. Right. But the thing about all that is he's doing what he's supposed to do. And it's in a better situation for him in Edmonton, right? The situation that he was in Toronto, I don't think it fit him as an individual player. And that's why he wasn't producing. I think Edmonton fits him better, with McDavid and Dreis and the cast of characters there. Like, I just think it's a better fit for him. And that's why it's working. And, good for him. Like, yeah, the guy is 50 goals. He has 50 goals. Like, come on.
That's a huge achievement. Be happy. Holy shit. Fuck. Yeah.
And like, there's all these people. It's not real 50 goals. Like,
fuck that. The other thing
about this is if you look at like, you look at where like Matthews and Nylander score their goals. They're on TV all the time because it's fucking Toronto, right? When you watch them, yeah, they're making moves around guys and stuff, but where they end up scoring is usually right around the slot area where Hyman, has scored 35 of his goals. So everybody scores goals in the same spots on the ice.
Yeah.
It's right in front of the net, about 8 to 10 feet out, like hash mark in. Like,
weird. He scored 70% of his goals close to the net.
Right.
That's where goals are scored.
Exactly. So
calm down.
I'm not going to be a party. The Hyman, the Zach Hyman slander on his 50 goals.
Yeah. I agree with that. That's
I like to see a heat map of Matthews.
I bet you
they're in close.
I'll bet you they're in close and they're shaded slightly to the right side of the ice just from watching them a million times the last couple of years.
See if I can find it for 2023 here. This is funny. His heat map looks an awful lot like Zach Hyman.
Oh, really?
Weird.
You mean he scores when he's near the net? Imagine that.
Weird.
You know who else is a 50 goal scorer this season?
Who's that?
Sam Reinhart.
Sam Reinhart.
Yeah, look it up.
Oh my God. Where have I been?
I know.
Apparently not watching the NHL.
Like everybody, like, okay, rightly so. Everybody's focused on Austin Matthews because he's not going to do it, but he was going to be close to getting 70 this year.
Yeah.
Right. Cool. But okay, so he's going to be in the mid-60s, and that's
Sam Reinhart, 50 goals, holy shit!
But then you have these guys: Sam Reinhart, Zach Hyman scoring 50. You know who doesn't have 50? Connor McDavid.
He's got a billion assists, though.
Oh yeah, he's going to end up with 100 assists, which is awesome. But and
is Zach Hyman on his line?
Yeah, they play together a lot. Oh,
weird.
Matthews has 31% of his goals from slot below the hash marks. He's got 31%, and then it says 19% from the crease and back. So, I mean, that's the same area as Hyman. He's got a total of 50% of his goals are scored from the hash marks and down.
Yep.
In the slot.
Yep.
And the crease. And that's where you score goals. Like, that's where I scored a goal last night.
That's where I scored a goal. Right on top of the blue paint.
Like, that's where goals are scored.
That's right.
Yeah, right in that zone, the 35 zone.
That's insane. Dano scored one in
right,
not on
right cod, yeah, the right side.
Dano's was nearly zero. At the line, at the goal line. It was a ridiculous goal.
I found Matthews' map. That's exactly. It's the same way they built the Hyman.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Let me send it to you guys.
I kind of chuckling to myself because I'm thinking of Thomas Holmstrom. You see where the six is for Zach Hyman? Thomas Holmstrom's would be like a billion.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like, on top of the goalie.
On top of the goalie. On top of the goalie. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking hated that guy, but he was good at what he did.
Oh yeah, he was the best at screening and causing trouble in front of the net.
All right, so Matthews has he's got a little bit further out.
Yeah,
for
a little bit further out.
Fine, you know,
because he
that's
plays
his game.
He plays at the dots a little bit more, right? So he has like the 7 on the left side, the 4 on the right side, and then 8 right at the hash mark out to the top of the circle, but. He has 25 in the slot area, right in front of the blue paint, and then two in the blue paint.
Yep.
Right. So like, then he also has seven that are kind of like out in no man's land on the right side.
Yeah, on the far right side. Like, that's a wild place to score goals from.
Right. So, but again, 25 of his, what is he at now? 25 of his 58 are right in the slot area. Like, okay.
That's John would be happy to hear this. There's zero empty netters in that 58 goal total that he has so far.
That's right. Ooh,
a legit 58. Right.
A legit right. 50. Last night in the OFBG game,
he had a chance.
There was
we were both on the ice.
Yep, there was a chance. There was empty net goal, but one of the other guys on the Kings got the goal, and I could just tell John was seething.
Oh, we were yelling at him.
I cheered from the stand.
Rigsby flipped him off.
Yeah, I flipped him off, and then I skated by him, and I had a few choice words for him that I can't repeat on here.
Oh, gotta love it.
Fucking hilarious.
All right, that's it for this one. Thank you for your listen and for your support. We appreciate all of your likes and ratings and reviews and subscriptions on the various podcatchers. Keep them coming. We appreciate every single one of them. I know I speak for the rest of the guys when I say have a good one, and we'll catch you next week when our new episode drops on Wednesday. See ya.